Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Tuesday of the seventh week in Ordinary Time. Today is also the optional memorial for St. Christopher Magellanes and his companions, all martyrs. And these are martyrs from the Cristero War, which took place in Mexico. And again, just an encouragement to look up St. Christopher Magellanes, and also maybe just look up a little bit about the Cristero War, a time where heroism in representing the gospel in the church was really important. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the apostles and Jesus, along with the other disciples, are on their way back to Capernaum. They are at the Mount of Transfiguration, where that all took place, and now heading back toward Capernaum. Jesus begins again, once again, this is the second time, where he tells them about his passion and death and resurrection. And again, it's very confusing to them, but even though they didn't understand, they were afraid to ask him anything more, so they just kind of tucked that thought into their hearts. And then they came to Capernaum. So they were traveling up to the north side of the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And there, Jesus talks with them in the house. This is a private conversation. This is not a conversation that Jesus is having with a lot of other people around. Basically, it is just for the 12, the apostles, and a few others that happened to be in the house, including a child that happened to be there. And so in the house there in Capernaum, he talks to them about something that he had overheard on their journey as they were walking along. The disciples were talking about who was the greatest. And of course, that probably led to a lot of jabs back and forth between the apostles on, well, who can be the greatest among all of us here and all of that. And they were trying to establish a pecking order. And it's at this point that in that house in Capernaum, Jesus sits down with the 12 and begins to talk to them about their comprehension of greatness, their comprehension of being a leader. And basically, he gave them a principle upon which the church has always been built. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. And so, as the popes have said, we are the servants of Christ, or the servants of all. What we have here is that idea that to be great, to be a leader in the kingdom of God, is not about amassing power, authority, influence. It's about being a servant, of serving others, of seeing the need and then being willing not only to have that need filled, but to be the one that fills it. And so, again, Jesus is affirming a leadership style that will make the church unique and different from just about everything else on earth. And here, in order to make sure that they understand completely what he is saying, he takes a child and places the child in their midst. Now, in Jewish culture, as well as Greco-Roman culture of the time, children were not necessarily seen as persons in the strictest sense. That is, when they come to adulthood, they will take on a greater personhood. But children, it's not that they're property, that's not it, but they just don't have the same worth, the same attention given to them. They are there to be formed and there to be educated, not necessarily educated in the knowledge of the time, but maybe in a trade. But this little child was placed in the midst. And so Jesus, again, emphasizing what servanthood is all about, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. In other words, the child, in terms of the hierarchy of who it's important to serve, would be at the lowest point. Serving children would always come at some place down the road. But he said, whoever receives one child in my name receives me. In other words, he elevates the child to the point where it doesn't matter who it is in society, rich or poor, nobility or common, adult or child. Your call is to serve all that need to be served. And when you do that, that basically inscribes my name to what you're doing. When you see servanthood that way, when you see leadership that way of being a servant, that whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. In other words, you are aligning yourself with the very purposes of the God of heaven. And so he is again emphasizing to these apostles, number one, you have to look at leadership a different way. Number two, you have to look at those you are serving in a different way as well. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's important for us today, again, to see the importance of children in every little way and to find ways in which we as the church can really embrace the fullness of all of those that are in the church, beginning at baptism, that children are not just left to be taken care of by anybody, but that the church herself, along with the parents, can serve a wonderful partnership of serving, loving, forming, and helping growth in all of the children under our care. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.